Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. I didn't finish, or we're not finished, with the idea of the hope of his calling, Ephesians 1, and the hope of our calling, Ephesians 4. We need to call to remembrance God's word, and that it is he that called I want to continue with this message to God's out-called ones, ecclesia, translated New Testament, the church, that is, the people who belong to the Lord. This is deep water, folks. This is not, repeat after me. Lord, I'm a sinner. We're all sinners. It's not a one-time deal. And I'm trying to encourage and edify you in the fullness of the gospel of the God spiel of God and of Jesus Christ. I want to look at this word, and its derivatives, calling. I want to look at the word called in the New Testament. It is interesting that in the Bible we call the Old Testament and the New Testament in our daily activities, when one writes his last will and testament, that one has the last word. And we call it the Old and New Testament of God, who will have the last word. In Romans 1:6, Paul speaking to that British church in Rome, he says, among whom ye also, the called of Jesus Christ. In Romans 8, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And I'm not going to spend time today. I've oft times given you the correct translation of that most popular verse, Romans 8:28. No, I am going to give you the proper translation. The proper translation is, and we know that God enters into all things to work his good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Romans 8:30 says, moreover, he did predestinate them he also called. And whom he called, them he also righteousified. And them whom he justified or righteousified, them also, them he, God, also glorified. In 1 Corinthians, first chapter, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. In Hebrews, 9th chapter, 15th verse. And for this cause, he that is Jesus is the mediator of the New Testament, having fulfilled all the requirements of the law in the of the Old Testament, the mediator of the New Testament, the last word of God, that by means of his death, that is the price paid for our redemption, by means of his death for the redemption of transgressions that were under the first testament, the Old Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. And further on in Hebrews 11:16, it says, speaking of us, but now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. In 1 Peter, it tells us, Peter telling us, but ye are a chosen generation, chosen of God for himself, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, separated, that is, a committed to God nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you and me out out of darkness into his marvelous light. And John, in his book of Revelation, says in the 19th chapter, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him," that is Jesus, "was called Faithful," that is, he does what he says, "and True," that is, reality, "and in righteousness he doth judge and make war." And 19:13 says, "And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word." We're talking about Jesus. "And the Word was with the God, and the Word was God." We're talking, folks, about the hope of his, that is God's calling, the hope which is the hope of our calling. Let's look at the word calling. Second Thessalonians says, Paul speaking, "Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness, and the work of faith with power." 2 Timothy, it says, "Who has saved us," speaking of Jesus, "and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, unmerited favor, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the worlds began." Oh, that I would have us understand this is God working, this is God doing, this is our faithful God who does what he says. And he called us and chose us in Christ Jesus before the worlds began. Paul tells us in the third chapter of Hebrews, "Wherefore, because of this, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, of our declaration, Jesus," or Christ Jesus. In 2 Peter 1:10, It says, because of this, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. Keep the hope of your calling, which is eternal, in remembrance. In Romans 11, it says, 11:29, if you want to go to it, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Now, I don't want you to get confused, because King James translators translate different words for repentance. One repentance is metanoia, and it means an aftermind or a new mind. It says, give me a second, as I want to more further explain where do I want to go? Oh, yes. In Romans 2, it says, how do I give this context? I don't like taking a verse out of context. But Paul's talking to those, or talking about those. Okay, let's just give the whole verse. Chapter 2 of Romans says, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judges them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God, or with you scorning the riches of his goodness and forbearance of his long suffering? Oh, what God puts up with from us for Jesus' sake. And scorn the forbearance and long suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth to repentance, that is metanoia, a new mind. But in the 11th chapter of Romans, it says, for the gifts, charisma, and calling of God are without repentance. This is not metanoia. This is metamolomai. It is a care to come afterward. It is no second thoughts. Like, you know, we've oftentimes spoken of that word, amen. No doubt. This is very similar. No second thoughts. About the hope of God's calling. And He's calling us, the hope of our calling. Paul, in the third chapter of the epistle to the Philippian church, called his joy letter, having received their offering to their teacher, speaks of himself. He's got a little autobiography here. He says, though I might have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. And he tells us, circumcised on the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, an Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee. Most religious, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Let's continue on. But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them as dung. I hope you know what that means. That I might win Christ and be found in him, and not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, from the dead, not as though I had already attained, and either were already perfect, but I follow after. If that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. He's grabbed hold of me. He's grabbed hold of you. He goes on to say, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, past, and reaching forth unto the things which are before, the things which are coming, I press toward the mark for the prize, the reward of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The hope of our calling. In the end of that chapter, speaking again of that hope of calling, he says, King James says, for our conversation. No, the word, it's once used in the New Testament. It says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my crown and joy, so I stand fast in the Lord. So stand fast in the Lord. My dearly beloved, in the hope of his calling, in the hope of our calling, as we press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that's the God School for today. Paul says, and these three remain: love, hope, and faith. It is the love of God. It is the hope of his calling, and it is the confidence in his word because of his, that is God's, faithfulness. It is Jesus Christ, who is called the Word of God. And that's the God School for today.